So we have Megan Johnson. She's a freelance reporter. You've probably read some of her stuff. I know you do some stuff for People, and you were down at the federal courthouse yesterday. I want to ask you, Megan, why is the scene so chaotic down there? Why are people obsessed with what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. I think there's a lot of different reasons. I mean, one of the most blatant reasons, I think, is that we just identify Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman with kind of pieces of our pop culture history. I mean, people are obsessed with Full House, and that's what really drove a lot of fans down there. There were people wearing Aunt Becky masks and greeting her. She got out of the car. People are rabid fans. So I think that was a lot of it. There were some people who were simply kind of pissed with the entire situation and just the, you know, throngs of press and onlookers.
So you got to go in the courtroom?
Yes.
What was it like? What happened?
Honestly, the best action was not inside the courtroom. I mean, inside the courtroom was very minimal. It was a lot of yes, Your Honor, and no, Your Honor. Basically, it was just their initial hearing. So there were no plea deals entered. There was very kind of minimal action inside. I mean, the best stuff was the non-legal aspects. It was Lori Loughlin came in and shook hands with the prosecution, which is just odd, you know?
I feel like she's shaking everyone's hands and making it
was.
Was there a step and repeat?
Know, right?
You know, that she was taking pictures with people?
She is very fascinating. She's shaking hands with the prosecution. She was shaking hands with a couple of the Aunt Becky girls with the masks outside of the courtroom. And, you know, the night before, I caught her, or not caught her, I spotted her.
Stalked her?
Signing autographs.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to our friend Megan Johnson, who was actually in the courthouse yesterday in the middle of this college admissions scandal. When you're reporting on this, what is the stuff that you're seeing that people just are eating up? Like, what is getting the most clicks on the stories that you're posting?
The stuff that people tend to really be fascinated with is any sort of interactions of the celebrities with normal people and kind of their walks to and from the courtroom, because that's where the real action is. There's really not that much going on right now inside the courtroom. It's more, you know, them being out in public and having to kind of face the paparazzi cameras and face normal people that people are fascinated with.
And the outfit that she wore, too, there was a lot of discussion that...
God, who cares? Right?
I want to know where she got it. Have you found out where she bought that mustard-colored pantsuit? And where did she get her blowout? Was it in the hotel beforehand, or did she go to a local business?
There was a lot of debate over the color of the pantsuit.
Yeah.
Guys are calling it mustard. I'm going with camel.
Ooh.
I'm going with camel.
I believe it was more of a Dijon.
I feel like it's a J. Crew style. I feel like you could find something like that at J. Crew.
I know. I was curious what the brand was. I don't know, though. But
maybe Burberry.
Yeah,
I feel like if she spent $150,000 to put her kid through school, she's not shopping at J. Crew.
Yeah.
Just don't throw that out there.
Exactly.
It's the Marshalls.
She's very consciously cultivated. And she, she flew in private, so there's no lack of money here.
Exactly.
Wow, that is incredible. All right, Megan Johnson, a freelance reporter. You can check her out at websites like people.com, who was in the courtroom yesterday. So if she's found guilty, just real quick before we go, Megan, how long of a sentence can she get? Do you know?
So I believe the maximum sentence is 20 years, but... Like, let's keep in mind, that's not happening.
No. Yeah, the rumor is that everybody's going to plea. So they'll just pay a fine.
Right.
Off you go.
But I'm always curious, like, what the maximum is.
I think they're going to go visit the situation in jail.
Live Becky in the situation will be so crazy.
Well, Megan, that's awesome. Can we kind of check back in with you as this progresses? If you're back in the courtroom again, we want to hear these stories.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Check her out online, Megan Johnson, a freelance reporter. Again, people.com. You can probably find her on there, plus a bunch of other websites.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.